The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of Amazing Stories from Skid Row, brought to you by Union Rescue Mission, where we don't just change moments in time, but we transform lives. Our host is Union Rescue Mission President and CEO, the Reverend Andy Bales. Andy's special guest is Raphael. Raphael is one of Union Rescue Mission's Christian Life Discipleship Program graduates, then apprentice, now fully employed.
Amazing. All right, Raphael, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
I'd love to hear how you arrived at
the front door
of Union Rescue Mission, and take your time and don't make a long story short. We can do part one and part two. So love to hear your story.
All right. I believe we got there July 7th of 2021. I was still using, I was still in my addiction. I didn't want to go to the Union Rescue Mission. But my baby mama was like, we got to go. So we went, got there like around midnight. They received us and we went into the chapel because it was, they were doing the COVID. The COVID had just like, I guess, started.
Yeah.
So we were in the chapel by ourselves. And, while I was in there, I was, still using, just doing me, not worried about what was coming, for me. So when we went up, when they received us to the fourth floor, I tested positive for meth. And, that's where the domino effect started with my kids and my baby mama and myself. They took my kids in August.
Mm-hmm. And when you say the Department of Children's and Family Services?
Yeah. Yes, sir. DCFS got involved. They were testing us still, but, I was still getting high. I guess, I didn't want to stop, but the moment they took my kids, that's when I realized that was my rock bottom. Mm. And it really hurt,
Yeah.
It wasn't the first time that happened, it had happened in the past when they took my kids.
Mm. Yeah, so it'd be good maybe to share that with everybody. The DCFS folks tried to work with you, right?
Yeah.
Tried to give you a chance.
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
Yes, they did. Yeah, they did. They it was from July to August. They were trying to work with us, but since I was still getting high, they gave us so many chances. And, once they give you a chance, you're like, okay, well, maybe they're going to give you another chance. So, that's what I kept doing. And then it backfired, we lost the kids in August. And then my kid's mom, she moved out. She went to Pomona to Women's Prototypes. She went to All American Recovery first.
Okay.
And after then she was done with that, she went to Women's Prototypes program?
Yep.
Yeah. So she left the next day they took my kids.
Mm.
And then I stayed at the mission for maybe a week, and I was undecided, what should I do? Should I just leave? And I was gonna leave, but then Ms. Aniketa, who was my case manager, she was like, there's a men's program on the third floor.
Mm.
I could talk to Hector And she did. Hector came through, and, you know, he said it's a good program. And I'm like, you know what, at this point, I'll do anything, you know, to better my life. And so Hector connected me with Mr. Brown, or Ms. Deliqueta connected me to him. Mm. And then a week later, he came to my room and told me, like, are you ready to go to the program? I'm like, yeah. So that's when everything just started, you know. I had faith in God, you know, before, you know, but I wasn't really into the, like, reading scriptures or being into God, you know?
Yeah.
But the moment I went into the program, you know, I had, like, all my chaplains, you know, Chaplain Peter, Tyler, Coach Ken, everybody, you know, they helped me with, like how to be a spiritual person.
Yeah.
And so then I just gave myself to God, and ever since then, my life has changed drastically.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, I stuck with the program, and, you know, I have roommates that were getting high and stuff like that, and they wasn't helping me, you know, but I'm like, you know, that tells me a lot that, like, you know, that the drug is still out there and the devil's still doing his work.
Yeah.
So I kept it positive, and I just kept going to my groups. I volunteered in the kitchen. I did EBS. And then since I was on the fourth floor, like, I got to help out a lot there.
Yeah.
You know? And then...
That's our family floor.
Yeah. So November 4th, 3 months later, like, when they took my kids, I got them back. Well, I got half of them back. My baby mama had my daughter, and then my stepdaughter had my son, Cruz Lee, who has autism.
Mm.
You know? So I had my two boys with me in November. And then I believe following November, I believe April, I got my other son with me.
Okay.
Yeah. And then our case closed in May 6th of 2022.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. They closed it. And and my kids just moved. They just recently moved with their mom. She got her Section 8. So she has all four kids with her.
Aww.
So you both graduated from recovery.
Yes.
And, yes, sir.
She ended up, she's got the kids now. And you did the very best right thing when you didn't run, right?
Exactly.
Where would you be if you would have ran? You did what was asked of you, and you joined recovery for an intense one-year program.
Yes.
And came out on the other side.
Program.
What's that?
He said it's a good program.
It's a good program.
Tell us what you liked about the program.
Yeah, what were your highlights?
Yeah.
My highlight, well, you know what? My highlight to me was that I got to be more of a positive person. You know, I had a bad attitude. My attitude was the worst, you know. And I still have my attitude, but I just leave it up to God, you know, to guide me to do something good with myself. You know, I love my job. I love what I do. I love helping people. And that's why I feel like I'm there, because, you know, like, it's not, I feel like I owe the URM for what they gave me.
Aww.
Yeah. And I'll, you know, I love my job. I love helping people when they come into the doors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I could put myself in their shoes and be like, okay, like, they don't necessarily have to be a drug addict, but it's somebody from another country coming in.
Yeah.
There's a language barrier. So, you know, me speaking Spanish helps out a lot.
Yes.
You know, and then we have people that are, like, from Russia, which I'm, right now, I'm learning Russian.
You're learning Russian?
Yes, yeah.
Bless your heart.
My roommate, my roommate is he's from Chechnya, so he speaks Russian. So
okay.
So we have to communicate somehow. So I've put upon myself to, like, you know what? If we're going to communicate, one of us has to learn.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I teach him Spanish and English, and he teaches me Russian.
Wow, I love
it. You guys
it.
Are all going to be bilingual.
There you go.
Trilingual.
Yeah, there you go. Trilingual.
Yeah. Yeah, and now we have people like from that speak Portuguese. So, you know, that's probably going to be another language
Portuguese?
That we're going to have to, like.
Wow, Portuguese. Yeah. We're a melting pot.
Portuguese is kind of like Spanish with a little bit of a lisp.
Yes, 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 that's true.
I love it.
You know,
that's great.
It is.
And we're so proud of you. And
yes.
If anybody wants to see a video of your story, they can go to Union Rescue Mission's Stories from Skid Row on YouTube and see the Raphael story. But we'll pick up when we come back on more of Raphael's amazing story from Skid Row.
For additional information about Union Rescue Mission's programs and services, and how you can help, visit us online at urm.org. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at URM. You're listening to Amazing Stories from Skid Row with host the Reverend Andy Bales. We'll be right back with more right after these important messages. You're listening to Amazing Stories from Skid Row. Homelessness is devastating communities nationwide, but nowhere more than right here in Los Angeles. Los Angeles is now the homeless capital of America, but Union Rescue Mission is trying to change that. Did you know that many homeless families did not choose life on the streets? Many are victims of circumstances that spiraled out of control. But Union Rescue Mission's CEO, Pastor Andy Bales, says whatever the reason is, really doesn't matter. Each one is in great need of God's love.
We are carrying out the words of Jesus Christ, and we're shining a bright light in a very dark place. I know our precious guests see our love as we receive so much back from them.
Become a hero for hope when you automatically give each month or a one-time gift of $250. You will also receive a special gift, Union Rescue Mission's book, Stories from Skid Row. The Union Rescue Mission, together with you, bringing hope, healing, and transformation to the streets of Los Angeles. Go to urm.org/KKLA. Now, let's get back to more Amazing Stories from Skid Row with host, the Reverend Andy Bales.
All right, Raphael, when I went out on the streets with you doing the water walk, it's tough out there. How does a guy stay off meth when so much is available out on the streets? What can you tell us about what's available out on the streets?
You mean like the bad stuff?
Yeah, the bad stuff. What are you surrounded by? I mean, you recovered amidst the mess.
Surrounded by, you know, people who are like me, addicts, drugs, alcohol. All that, how they say good stuff, you know, but I cope with it with, I think about my kids, you know, there's a, you know, a little situation that happened with my daughter while she was placed in a foster home. I mean, with the foster people.
Yeah.
She was being, molested by another girl. And my daughter's only, she was 5 at the time.
Wow.
You know, so that right there motivates me not to, like, go back to what I was doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd always be, you know, there for us. Yeah.
Yeah. So I feel like, I don't know if it was, like, maybe that had to happen for me to get it, you know? But it's a parent's worst nightmare to come true, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. You want to be there to protect your children.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, so if I'm getting high, you know, I can't do that. I can't protect you. Just imagine if my son who has autism can't talk or explain himself or say any little thing.
Yeah.
You know, just imagine if it happens to him, he's going to live his whole life just, you know, dealing with it by himself.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, but that's what motivates me to help out. You know, like, I feel like I'm just one, like, it's not only me, it's Andy, it's you, it's everybody trying their best to, like, change the world.
Yeah.
But we can't change the world, but we can change people's lives, you know?
My life will change. Yeah, the ones we encounter.
I know, like, my life has drastically changed, like, 180 degrees.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
You know?
Yeah.
I can relate with you. I have a little grandson who's 8 now who can't talk and can't explain himself, and it's quite a burden to a grandpa. And we just heard from a young lady out at Hope Gardens who says one little boy wouldn't talk and then finally just exploded with questions, and I always pray for that day, but it may not come, and you're right, we have to guard those little guys.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, and we have to be on guard, but not only for them, we have to be on guard for ourselves so that we can be on guard for them. And that's so important, and it's a task that we have to do for the rest of our lives.
Yeah.
Bless your heart.
Well, thanks for doing the hard work.
Yes.
And how about those chapels? Were Was that of any help, or public reading of Scripture any help?
Yeah, you know what? I had like, because when there's something I admire about Chaplain Peter is that, and Chaplain Tyler, that when they read a Scripture, they give it like word for word, like what this means, and then they could relate it to the life that we're living right now.
They spoon feed it to you through the Holy Spirit of God that He's given us.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, I always, like, when I read something,
mm-hmm.
It's like reading a book, right? Like, that's how I take it in. But then when Chaplain Peter reads or Chaplain Tyler's reading it,
mm-hmm.
and they give it, like, just one sentence, and they give you, like, a full story of it, I'm like, man, that's so amazing.
That's Rhema. That is God's Holy Spirit taking it off the page and you taking it in with your spirit. That's what you're getting. It's Rhema.
Yeah. So that's what I like admire about the program, and even the chaplain, they don't give up. You know, every chaplain that works there,
yes,
they go beyond what they need to do to help all of us out. And I know that most of us are not ready for it, but the ones who are, you know, the ones that are ready for
receive
for the help,
it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, because all the guys that I've been in the program with me that know me,
yes.
And I know, like, their lives are way better than they were before, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Even with me, like, I might not have my home right now. I might not have my car or whatever, but I have my self-respect, and I have God on my side.
Yes. Yeah. And you're on your way, you know, to those
yeah,
others.
That's all I, mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's all I need, you know? I love my life right now. You know? From a year, from, you know, being homeless and all of that to now, like, I can't complain about life.
Yeah.
So now you're getting a paycheck.
Yes.
Yes, I am. What's
your plan with all that? I can't say all that, but what's your plan with that good money that's coming
what I'm
in?
Saving?
Mm-hmm.
To save up and try to get my own place, get my vehicle.
Yeah.
You know, have something for my kids, you know, for Christmas that's coming up.
Yeah. Well, you know, we have a thing called the Christmas store where you get to go shopping. We set it up like a mini Macy's, and then you get to go shopping for your kids. I don't know if anybody's
told you about that one.
Or gotten you aware of that, but it's coming.
No.
Yep.
Yeah, so it's all
coming.
Brand new stuff.
Yes.
You go in and shop. Shopper's Helper helps you figure out what's age appropriate for your kids, and you get to shop and prepare a big bag, and then they can wrap it for you, and then you'll be all set for Christmas. So
you don't have to worry about it.
But keep saving that money, too.
Yes, that's important. That's important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll be right back and talk to you more about your future hopes and dreams. Thank you so much, Raphael.
Thank you.
We'll be right back with more right after these important messages.
Thank you for listening to Amazing Stories from Skid Row. You may have heard a story that touched you deeply or even broke your heart. The truth is, most of us will never know what it's like to be on the streets, sleeping on a sidewalk, wondering where the next meal is coming from, freezing in the winter and unbearably hot in the summer, without hope. The caring staff at Union Rescue Mission does. We know that as the compassion of Christ shines through us, lives are changed and hope is restored. That's why we are dedicated to the thousands of men, women, and children experiencing homelessness in downtown L.A. We'd like to invite you to help us complete the circle of acceptance, redemption, and transformation. As little as $22 a month feeds a family of four a hot, nutritious meal. And when you mention KKLA with your monthly or one-time donation of $250, you'll receive our very special gift, Union Rescue Mission's book, Stories from Skid Row. Thanks for listening. To give, go to urm.org/KKLA. That's urm.org/KKLA.
Now, let's get back to more amazing stories from Skid Row.
All right, Raphael, what are your hopes and dreams for the future? If you could paint a picture of what your future looks like, what will it look like?
My future?
Yes, sir.
Oh, man. Having my family, you know, having, you know, somebody next to me that's going to support me physically, mentally, and emotionally. Mm. You know, have my kids.
Yeah.
You know, just start my life over, you know. Start it good, like not not how it was 5 years ago, a year ago.
Yeah.
I want something new, something fresh, something that I haven't done in a long time.
Mm. Wow.
Well, I think you're
on your
way. You're definitely on your way.
Absolutely.
One step at a time, and
mm-hmm.
one day at a time, and one paycheck at a time.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Saving up and your renewed spirit. Yeah, and your renewed relationship with Jesus.
What would you say
yeah.
to somebody out there, maybe like the family that reached out to me yesterday and living in their car and hopefully heading to Angela's house today? What kind of encouragement would you offer them?
Man, you know what? This is what I tell people when they come in at the URN, that this is not the end. Like, you know, this is the beginning to a better life. And then if they stick with it, that, you know, things are going to get better. You know, just be positive and don't let no negativity get to you.
Yeah.
You know, just pray to God that, you know, he is out there. And I, for sure, with me speaking personally, like, I know that he's helped me out since day one I've been there.
Mm.
Yeah,
mm.
Even when it was at its worst, right?
Right.
You were
yes,
alone,
yeah.
and kids were gone, and looked like there was no hope. But
yeah,
there was hope.
Yeah, I felt like going back to the streets.
Wow.
But like my body's like, you know, no, and then my head's like, yeah, just go. And but my legs are like, I'm tired. I'm not going to go nowhere.
Well, I'm glad your body was
yes.
so tired that you didn't get out the door.
I'm glad you used the instruments of your body and you listened to the instruments of your body to help with you to stay at Union Rescue Mission. That's so awesome.
Yeah, you're not only doing well yourself,
yes.
you are an inspiration and encouragement for many others.
Yes.
And a lot of people watching you and like you said, the families coming in and the dads coming in and
yeah.
seeing you, it will give them hope to hang in there. Yeah, we're very proud of you.
We are.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
I want to say anything to everybody who supports us and made it possible. What would you say to the donors who
yeah.
who gave and made it possible, since we're so close
oh,
to
man.
Thanksgiving?
thank you, and thank you for everything that you guys have done. Like, you know, my life has changed, and I'm pretty sure hundreds of lives are going to change for what you guys do for us. You know, I'm a perfect example of what you guys are giving to us, what has made my life now.
All right.
Life
Thank
transformed.
Thank you so much, Raphael.
Thank
God
you.
God bless you, man.
Thank you. God bless you guys.
On behalf of Union Rescue Mission, I'm Kitty Davis-Walker, the VP of Public Relations. Thank you for joining us. Tune in Monday through Friday at 9:30 p.m. and Saturday at 5:30 p.m. for more amazing stories from Skid Row. Don't forget to visit us online this week at urm.org. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at URM. May God bless you and keep you. You've been listening to Amazing Stories from Skid Row. If your heart is breaking as you hear a story that hits a little too close for comfort, then donate to Union Rescue Mission and help CEO Pastor Andy Bales help the men, women, and children of Union Rescue Mission find their way back home.
I'm compelled to do this as I try to practice what I preached over 30 years ago from Matthew chapter 25. I preach that the way you treat another hurting human being is the way you are treating Jesus himself.
Since 1891, the Union Rescue Mission has embraced
embraced men, women, and children experiencing homelessness with the compassion of Christ. Many are victims of circumstances by no fault of their own. It's people like these and others that Union Rescue Mission is offering hope, healing, and a way out of their tragic situation. But we can't do it without your generous donation. So please, help the Union Rescue Mission provide food, clothing, shelter, and other life-changing services for those desperately in need. And visit urm.org/KKLA to donate now.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.